So on your backs, you're going to listen to the instructions. And so you're going to start on your back because you don't get to spend much time on your back today. So today is it the 29th? Yes. January 29th, 2020. It's called lesson number 25, On the Cheek. I haven't done a lesson like this in quite some time. And I felt like it was a really good lesson to weave in. So they're called lessons, and the reason it's called a lesson is because it's about you learning. It's about you learning what you do, what you don't do, which is just as valuable as what you do, right? Why maybe you do what you do, what's missing. So it's going to bring a lot of awareness to yourself. So the key ingredient, probably very similar to your foundation work, is awareness. Paying attention to yourself. So in saying that, starting off on your back, what we always begin a lesson doing is dialing ourselves in to see how does it feel lying on our back today? What parts of us are making contact with the floor? What parts are not making contact? Are there any areas that we're experiencing either pain or dis-ease, could be tightness, tension, or we're holding maybe our breath. There's some kind of a holding pattern going on. So as you continue to dip into your awareness of yourself, these are just thoughts that I present to you, ways for you to draw attention to yourself to see how are you today, right now. And from this, bring some attention to your spine, all the way up to what's called your cervical spine, so the base of your skull, traveling down in between your shoulder blades, down your mid-back, into your lower back. And how does your spine feel today? Slowly and gently, you're going to roll your head a little bit to the right and left. As you roll your head, you're going to notice how it feels. And one of the things we're always looking for is a sense of ease and a quality of smoothness. So is it equally smooth to going to each side? Or is one side a little tighter, a little looser? Right, again, these are just words that I present to you to examine your experience. Okay, and then last week, just to remind you, we worked with some rotation. Do you remember that? Right? So bringing your hand to your forehead and rotating the upper body and then the lower body. So we're going to just do a little rotation to start on your back before you're going to flip over onto your hands and knees. So we're going to start with bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. Okay, and let's put your right knee crossed over your left. Okay, excellent. Whatever leg is on top, that is always the direction that we tilt. It's because of the weight of the leg, so it makes the rotation easier. So you're going to gently take the legs to the right, and again, go gentle. So this means don't be in a hurry to drop the legs over there. You feel how far you can go, and you come back up. And more importantly is to feel the rotation that happens in your spine, okay? So as you go to the right, so you go to the right and then you come back up. So you don't stay there. It's an active movement, that's it. So you go to the right where it's comfortable and you come back. And again, you're examining how you experience and feel yourself rotate your spine, the lower part of your spine, and how far up your mid-back does it go? And just to remind you, every time we do a movement, we do the movement 4, 5, 8 times, and then we pause and we'll change the movement. And again, we go super slow so that you can feel what you're doing. Good. Come back to the center. Change over the crossing. So let's bring the left over the right because it's fresh in your head. And let's start to tilt to the left. And again, examining the ease, the fluidity, or maybe lack of. So what is it like to going to the left? Is there a difference in the way you rotate? Is this side easier or was the other side? Do you favor one direction for rotation? Something you might not have known about yourself, right? Excellent. Come back. Uncross your legs, lengthen them, and pause and rest for a minute. Okay, so this time let's keep your legs long and let's bring the upper back into it. So you're going to bring your arms to the ceiling. You're going to bring your palms together so your elbows are straight. So touch your palms and you kind of create this triangle. So there's some constraints. Constraints means that you don't allow certain things to happen. So the constraints are you keep the palms together and elbows straight. And what a constraint does is it allows the movement to be generated from where we'd like it generated. And this is going to be your upper back and your shoulder blades. So you're going to take the palms, this triangular shape, to the left. So your right shoulder blade comes away from the floor and your spine starts to twist to the left. Okay? So if the hands start to slide or the elbows bend, it becomes about the arms and not your back. So you go as far as you can over to the left. Let that right shoulder blade come up. Let the spine twist. And then you come back. Good. Let's try going now a little bit to the right. So that means the left shoulder blade comes up. And again, how is it going to the right, twisting the spine? What is it like? Often our upper back twists differently than our lower back, right? So again, these are questions to ask yourself. Is this direction easier? Or was the other easier? Nice. Okay, come back and rest it. Okay, so from here, and the best way to do this, just to make it easy for the lesson, is you're just going to roll over, so your head will then be facing the back of the room, and you come onto your hands and knees. So all four. So just roll over, hands and knees. Okay? So this is the first thing. So positioning. Your knees are lined up with your hip joints. So that means they're not together, they're not too wide. So they're an equal distance, so you've got to, so Tony, a little wider. So you got to feel where are the, there you go. Where are those hips, right? up in your pelvis. So the weight of yourself is in your hips. Okay? Feet are relaxed. Your hands are the same distance, right? Lined up underneath the sockets. Okay? Excellent. Okay. So the first thing in this position that you're going to do is you're going to arch your back gently, lift your back towards the ceiling and drop your head. And then you're going to lower your spine and lift your head to look towards the mirrors. So again, just kind of to warm up your spine. And what's real important is about your neck. So to get real comfortable dropping your neck, right? So when you lift your spine, letting your head hang. Right, everybody knows how to do this in their back, but then they leave the upper cervical out. Excellent. Okay, beautiful. Okay, so from here, you're now going to put your forehead and kind of forehead upper top of head on the floor in between your hands. Can you have your hands open or no?
I can. I'm just, they're a little tight, so I'm just alternating.
Okay. So bring your head down. That's it. Keep your feet relaxed, Tony. Okay, so now we're going to do the same thing with your forehead down. So when you go to lift your spine, you're going to roll to the top and back side of your head. Your chin will pull into your chest. And this is best to do when your lungs are empty, right? You okay?
I just want to watch.
Nope.
Yeah.
You got to listen.
Okay.
No watching. So it's not about doing it right. It's about you feeling what you're doing. So roll to the top, lift your back, spread the spine and shoulder blades, tuck the chin, and then go the other way. Take your pelvis backwards, let your spine sink. Your chin moves away from your chest and you roll more towards the forehead. Yeah, so one of the things that we, and it's really good that you brought that up, we avoid looking at others. You know, it's so funny because we think if we look at somebody else doing it, they're doing it right, and they could be doing it wrong. But here there is no really right or wrong. What's important is for you to feel what you're doing and to stay in touch with yourself. Beautiful. So you just keep going back and forth. When you lift the spine, really spread the shoulder blades apart. So this is a fabulous position to get in touch with your upper back and neck. Most of us are very tight there and our chin is sticking out, and so we don't get this stretch in our upper back.
Is it, should I feel it in my traps shrugging or no? That's just a compensation, it should just be coming from the neck.
Yes. So that means your elbows are too wide right now. So remember, elbows are lined up under your shoulders. They're still too wide. Yes. Feel where you're, there you go. That's probably why you're shrugging. So now when you roll to the top of your head, widen. Does that feel different? And it's okay if the shoulder blades come together then. That's fine. And then they widen. Okay, enough. Roll onto your backs and rest. So I'm not quite sure what you mean by the shrugging.
Well, it was the position of my elbows, because when I was coming
was.
Forward, I felt them like, no, that's not supposed to be happening.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And good for you to catch it, because it's also my job to catch it. And just feel how it feels now lying there. And and especially in the upper back and with your cervical spine, did something change? Okay. Please roll over, come onto all fours again. Okay, bring your forehead, top of your head, forehead down in between, same position. Okay, let the tops of the feet relax. So this helps open the ankles. There's so much good with this position. Okay, so you went forward and back, so revisit that just once or twice. And then we're gonna go into making a circle. Okay, so if you go forward towards the top of your head and lift your back, Now think of going over towards where the left ear is. Take the pelvis to the left, back to the right, and then up. So I would suggest you start this circle with the pelvis and you feel the response along your forehead and top of your head and face, right? So you go forward, over to the right, back, and over to the left. So you're kind of making this circle along the top of the forehead and top of the head, right? And make sure you're breathing so that you're not holding your breath. So at this point, it's just that you are breathing, and however your breathing is occurring, it's fine. Excellent. Now, can you change the direction of the circle? Well, let's go the opposite way. So from the top, you would go over to the left. From the left, you would go back. Beautiful job, Tony. Really nice, Corinne, too. So you make a circle. Feels good, right? Again, the top of our head and neck is a really hard place to get to open up that upper back. So your elbows? No, that's not a requirement.
Oh, okay, so they can come up?
Yep. Excellent. Okay, roll on your backs and let's rest again. So part of the reason I don't keep you there too long is blood pressure issues, right? So just in case for anybody. However, that's how the president, wasn't it the president of Israel, lowered his blood pressure with Moshe doing this. They started in this position and they worked towards a headstand, and it dramatically lowered his blood pressure. But by doing small doses, right? Introducing at a very, right? It was the prime minister.
It took us 3 months to get into the...
Right? Okay, let's roll over again. Once you get to your hands and knees, so you start with your hands and knees, and now you're going to turn your face to the right. So it means the left side of your cheek and ear is going to be on the ground in between your hands. The other way, the left side. Turn your face to the right, right, to the right. Oh, I said, you had it right. Turn to the right, sorry, Tony. The left side of your cheek. I just had it backwards looking at you. Okay, so now you're gonna do the same thing. We're gonna do a circle, but just on the left side of your cheek. So I encourage you to start the movement with your pelvis and feel what happens along your face. So now you go down towards the chin, over to the ear, up to the top of the head, and over by the nose. And is it Debbie?
Yeah.
Okay, stay down.
Okay.
So, one of the things is just really feel your pelvis doing the movement.
Okay.
And feel it ripple to your head. So what you were just doing is you were doing two separate movements.
Mm-hmm. So it's now, funny, I'm feeling just so much pressure in this area. It's really weird.
So put more pressure on your face. Turn your head down. Yeah, just let that, yeah. There, okay, so there you go. And then back. Maybe bring your knees a little closer. I think you're a little too stretched out.
Mm-hmm.
That might help. And then come up more. There. Yeah. That's better.
Yeah, my knees are too far up.
Yep. And really, really feel, I know it's maybe the floor is not super clean, but let your head feel the response. Now change the direction. So make the circle in the opposite way. So really the weight, those knees have to be lined up right in the hip sockets, and then you don't feel any work in the upper shoulders. And what's nice is you feel this movement happening in your spine and shoulders. Okay, excellent. Pause, flip over, rest for a sec. But it also is information for you, Debbie, of how much work you do in your arms. Yes?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like I cut again to keep my arms there. It's weird.
We're going to change the arm position this next time. So it's not weird. It's information.
Totally.
So whenever we're working harder in an area than for sure we're supposed to be, it's information. And it's like, so back to your pelvis. It's hard for you to keep the weight in your hip joints and pelvis. And just so you know where that's at, it's right through here. It's where the hip socket is. It's not up here. This is not your hip. This is the side of your pelvis. So for you, that's less familiar. So you shift a lot of work in your upper back. And so that's information. Because my guess is you probably have some lower back, maybe, or you've had lower back issues, and this would pinpoint it. Does that make sense? So I don't know you from Adam, but already I know a lot about you. Right?
Yep.
Is that just watching you move and just watching what's going on? So it's not that you're like, nobody's stupid here and they can't figure it out. It's you're only going to do what you know to do. What's familiar? Right? Okay, flip back over. So, hands down. What did I have? I had your right cheek, left cheek down. Face to the right. Okay, once you get there, same way, Tony. You're my guide, Tony. Nope, same way we were doing. Left, this is left cheek. Stay with the same thing. Okay, now what you're going to do is you're going to take your left arm. So, Debbie, the other way, that's your right cheek. Left cheek down. You're facing the right side of the room. Yes, stay with the same side. You're going to take now your left arm, and you're going to slide it underneath the space. Okay? And my preference is now with the right hand is you bring the right elbow up. So you're going to use your right hand as a stability. And your knees need to be spread a little farther apart, Tony. They're just kind of funky position. No, that's too far. And they're maybe too yeah, figure out, get the knees in the right place. Beautiful work, Heather. You've got it, Debbie, you got it the right place. Okay, Corinne, why do you have that left arm so weird? Slide it underneath you, underneath, shoulder down. I mean, that's so typical for you, right? With your shoulder issues. Of course you would do that. Okay, now that we're here, it takes a while. So bring your elbow, your right elbow up. Up. Bring the hand to weight bear next to your face.
Oh.
There you go. Okay, you're going to put a little pressure in this right hand, and you're going to shift the upper body over to the left shoulder as if to roll on the left shoulder and upper back. Oh, yes, Corinne. I'm so glad you're here today. This is so good for you. You're doing it perfect. So you push a little bit and then you come back. So the other nice thing, Debbie, about this method, right? So we take all these baby steps to get somewhere. You can always get out of something. So safety is critical. Right? So you're using the right arm to gauge you how much can you go over and then come back. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
In time, can you bring this left arm a little bit more underneath you? So you're really rounding. Beautiful, Tony. Sorry, my hand is cold. Bring this under you more. So really get to this part of the shoulder blade. So let all this, get this arm under. Pull it under. There you go. There you go. Tuck your chin a little bit and let this, can this come to the floor? You're still in the air. See all that gap? So you think, how can I let all of this come down and touch? Yes, that looks beautiful. Okay, so you really, that's it. And you keep on inching it under there to get all, you're doing great. And now start to tuck the chin. So you don't want to stick the head out, right? You start tucking your chin into your chest because you're making this round neck, upper back area. That's it, Tony. So Tony, your goal, and now watch what you're doing with your feet. So see how that left foot, yes, move that little puppy out. More. Line that, yes, there you go. So you're bringing more weight. Do you guys feel it onto the right knee, right? Or no, the left knee. Okay? So now, as you push with the right hand, can you lift the right knee a little bit? And you can tuck the right toes under, like a runner's position. So not the whole leg, just the knee. So tuck the toes, and you'll see if you lift just the right knee as you press with the right hand, guess what? Brings more weight onto the left shoulder. And guess what? You don't even need that hand to use that much anymore, right? You're doing, but no, you're lifting the whole, keep those toes down. Remember, you need a way out. No, no, toes down. Runners, no, toes. You only lift the knee.
Got it.
Okay, that makes the pelvis lift, but you have to be able to control it. If you lift the whole leg, you'll fall over. How we doing, Tony? Can you get that shoulder blade down? Yeah. Excellent. Can we add in one more thing? Can you start to lift now the right arm to the ceiling? Okay? And you want to look at that arm and hand up to the ceiling. So you really got to tuck. Debbie, tuck your head more, forehead. Tuck your chin. No, yeah, and then roll your face. Right? So you want your nose now to go up to the ceiling. That's it, Tony. That's it, Corinne. So Debbie, get those eyes up to look at the hand. Lift.
You wanted me to tuck my chin.
You tuck, but you still can roll.
Oh.
And you roll and look. Look, yes. I just don't want you sticking your chin out and snap your neck off. Try it once or twice more. Tony, pay attention to those feet. Look what happened. They're crossed. That means you lost your stability in your pelvis. There you go. Okay, let it go. Rest on your back. Oh, my goodness. So the real cool thing now, right, is feel that left shoulder blade, right? Left upper back that you were sliding underneath, right? Like it just, it's like a pancake now, right? Didn't it get wide and flatten out? And there's things you might feel right now that you've never felt before. It's like, wow, is my shoulder blade really that big and spread out? Right? It makes you aware of how pulled in it can be. Right? How's that feel, Corinne? Yeah. Yeah. And the chest is more open. How are you doing over here, Tony?
Feeling more discomfort than relaxed in that left shoulder blade.
Because it wasn't resting on the ground. That's why. So it's good that you tell me that. So it's because you had so much space, so you're holding it. So this is a good lesson for you. So guess what? Now we go to the other side. Flip over. Okay? So now we put your faces to the left, so it's the right cheek down. Right? So first get your right cheek, and then we just started with the movement of the pelvis. So you can roll, make a circle along the cheek. Right? So much better, Debbie. Up, down. So in time, what you figure out is you really aren't using your arms at all. Okay, this is not about being in your arms. And the more that you can take the weight out of the arms, you can open the upper back. Right? So it's about using the spine connected to the pelvis all the way up to your face. Change the direction. Beautiful, Tony. So, Tony, One of the things is, as you're doing this, feel, because you're doing a beautiful job right now, so you feel how this feels. You keep this feeling, and as we progress, you transition keeping this feeling into the different variations. Make sense? Okay. So now, pause so that you can slide your right arm underneath. So one of the most important things is just take your time. So now your knee's got too close. See how much your knee is in? So here's your hip and your knee's too far forward. So bring your knee back. There you go. Now drop. That's it. There you go. Do whatever you can. And maybe move your arm down a little. Yes. And then tuck. Nope, but don't go back here. There. Nope, but don't lift up here. Yes, relax here. This is scary for you. And that's okay. Okay, so now start to roll over to come onto this more. This elbow up in a push-up. That's it. Think of sliding this under more. So all this you want to have come to the ground. Okay, so you do little presses. And then you're going to eventually tuck these toes under. Tuck this foot under to lift this side of your pelvis. There. So, and really think of this part of your spine going over. There, nice. But don't up, don't lift up, think over. Yes, better, Tony. And then you can lift this knee when you're ready. How are we doing over here? We have still have a class. Tuck your chin a little bit, yeah, so that this can open so you can get this under more, even more. So eventually this whole part is on the ground.
The other side is the side. I had a bad dump skiing a couple weeks ago, so this side's all jammed up.
This is so perfect for you.
Yeah.
You came to the perfect class. How are you doing over here? So tuck the toes if you haven't to start to weave in the knee coming up. So again, this is such a great lesson where what you really get to see about this method is how you add in little components for the variations. But what is so important in this method is there's a way to get out, right? You do a little and then you back it up, right? And why that's important is you will not learn if there's not a way to get out. If you do something too aggressive, you go to fear. Everything tightens up and then it's no good. There's no learning in fear, right? So it's so important that you can back things up and you can make progression in your own way. You make your levels of progress based on how you feel, how comfortable you feel, how your breathing maintains. So that is what you get to dictate for yourself. And feeling safe is critical. We really haven't talked about safety in here. Feeling safe in the whole world is critical on every level. Learning to trust yourself. How much is appropriate? When do you back off? Okay, let it go, roll over onto your back, and rest. Right? And this is why it's so good not to watch people. Right? Because as soon as you watch people, you can separate from your own experience. And it's so easy to get it caught up into what they're doing. And then that's the very moment we can injure ourselves. Right? It's so important to be present with yourself and accepting wherever you're at is totally fine and perfect for right now. We're always learning, we're always growing. Kind of back to what I was saying earlier, Debbie. So, yeah, things are uncomfortable, and I'm hanging out with some uncomfortableness, right? To acquire more safety there, right? See, if we force ourselves to shift around, right? Right? These all weave in together. And it's, this work is physical, but both mental, spirit, it covers it all. Right, Tony? It covers it all. Okay, so how's that shoulder feeling? Better. Can we go over and do that side one more time so we can raise the arm up? So let's one more time flip over. Your face is to the left, so the right cheek is down. You slide the right hand under you. Bring the left hand into the push-up. Get your feet in the right position, Tony. Tuck the left toes, yeah, toes.
Is it supposed to be the whole cheek?
Yeah, part of it.
You kind of can't do that on this side.
Do what you can. Slide your hand under. So find how to make it work. Now bring the other hand to the push-up. Yeah. And eventually you're going to bring that hand up. So, you know, move more towards your ear, right? Roll more towards your ear so your face can look up when you lift this hand up, right? There you go. And then lift this hand up. Yeah. And look at it. Bring your eyes up even more. So roll to the back of your head. Yes. But don't lift your chin up, right? How do you keep, and now roll to the back of the head. Roll to, yeah. That's, here, think this part.
I am. It's just, it's.
And then yeah, slide great. This under more. Lift that hand, Corinne. There you go. I mean, I have to tell you, yes, we haven't done this for a while, have we, Corinne? And honestly, these are some of the most powerful lessons, right? Because when do we get on all fours, right? It's unfamiliar. It blows our safety out of the water, right? You're never lying down on your cheek and bringing your arm up and doing these kind of positions, right? But it also, so it's unfamiliar, it's a little scary, but it's also a door opening for so much change and growth and possibility. How, when you feel safe in a place where you didn't feel safe. Beautiful. Maybe one more time and then we'll let it go. Okay. And let's let it go, roll onto your backs and rest. So, Moshe designed all these lessons, right, on the hands and the knees as you're resting on your back, legs long, arms long, because they lead into being able to roll and to judo, because he was a judo master. He actually was the person that brought judo to the Western world and started judo in France, right? But if you can't let go in your neck and upper body and round, there's no way, right? How can you roll on the floor, right? And think about it. Most of us as adults are terrified to do a somersault. When was the last time you did a somersault? You can't even remember, right? That sounds so scary. And I'm going to get dizzy, and right? And then kids are doing it all the time. Or if you think about living here, all these aerial sports, right? Where they're doing up in there and gymnastics and they're spinning all around, right? Anyways. So notice how you're lying on your back now. What feels different? What changed? Again, what did you learn about your upper back? Upper back, lower back? How do things feel now? Slowly and gently roll your head to the right and left to observe how the rolling feels now. And if anything feels at this point tight, right? You're like you're rolling your head and you're like, oh, it feels a little tighter in my neck. What does that mean? That means that you were holding. There was tension. Your neck actually isn't tighter, but it means you felt scared, right? So that's, again, a way of learning. And then maybe next time, it doesn't tense up. And then lastly, feeling your breath and your breathing. And then as you're ready, you're going to roll to a side. See, we do a lot of rolling. Come to sitting and then come to standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.